How about building the houses? You were personally involved in building
a smaller house
first.
Yeah, I built a house. I have one of my friends I worked with was a carpenter or an electrician. I worked with him, helping him on a job, and he put the electricity in after I made a noble start and found out I did it all wrong. What else? There's a lot of little interesting things.
What sort of amenities did you put in? So when you built a house in those days,
you didn't have to have it completed like you do now. When we moved in, we had cardboard on the living room wall, you wouldn't think it was a great thing for a fireman to have, but none of us smoked, and the wiring was good, so we did that until I was able to cover it.
And how did you heat the house?
We heated it with a heater in the living room.
An electric heater?
No, wood heater.
Oh, okay.
And we had an oil stove and the heater in the living room. And then we got a floor furnace. Because we had a crawl space underneath the house.
This little house next door.
And the floor furnace, my wife and my daughters gathered around there in the morning to get warm.
And your water supply?
I had water supply because it came in from Willingdon.
Okay, so you're close to the municipal.
Oh yeah, we had all the amenities. Yeah.
Yeah, and sewage?
We had our own septic tank for a while.
And that was pretty common, I gather, for people.
It was
to have a septic
everything tank. Everything like Garden Village all had. In fact, they had sewer before we had it. Finally, they put sewer down here. We were the last people to get sewer.
We had a septic tank. Long time.
And the reason for that was it had a high water table, which doesn't allow any absorption. And, you had to have rock in the ground to absorb the, clean the water up as you got out of your toilet and your washer. So, what else can we say?
Really was the country between Burnaby and New. Burnaby was the country between New West and Vancouver,
Whenever we went out with the kids in the car, trips to the country to the cousins, if there was a horse in a field, my wife was so dedicated and she so loved horses, had her own on the prairie. We stopped and fed the horse through the barbed wire. So then when we had a chance, there was a horse for sale at Ainsley's. Somebody told us about this horse, and we bought it. And I built a barn at the back. Hmm. And all this was done with secondhand lumber.
Mm-hmm. I can remember watching Dad pull nails out after he'd done a shift at work, and the lumber's lying there, and he's pulling nails out to put on to build this house.
Yeah, and in order to build this house, we didn't have the money. We paid Ethel's, what they call everybody in the service got money after the war.
Okay.
She didn't get very much because she hadn't been overseas. I think she had $400 or $500, which we paid back, which allowed her to put this property to build under VLA. And we still didn't have enough money to build.
This is your second house, though.
The second house. So my deal with the VLA, their deal with me, was to put 20,000 feet of lumber on a site, and they would give us permission to build once we signed the contract and borrowed the money from the VLA. And our we had a mortgage for, I think it was $6,000. And the idea with why it was such a beautiful thing for a veteran is if you kept it for 10 years, they relieved you, I think, of $1,500 of that. Now, some other veteran may have a different memory of that, because memories when they're 70, 60 years old, they're not that great, as you might know. But that was the idea, and it was a funny thing. This is a funny thing. We were over signing the papers in Westminster at the VLA office, and we'd worked out the idea that we would pay, I think it was $30 a month. Could have been a few dollars either side, 28 or 32, something like $32 a month back pay. And the idea was, when we got into it, we would pay. But there was a lady working on a desk all by herself. It must have been a weekend or something. And she piped up and she said, well, they'll have to make payments right away because they're on the land. And we were led to believe that we wouldn't have to make payments till the house was built, because I didn't see how we were going to be able to do this. Mm-hmm. But anyway, with a lot of eating different ways, beans and quick steaks and stuff, we met our payments, mm-hmm. and I got the place built, and worked with firemen who were tradesmen, and I'd work for them, and they'd work for me, like doing the finish inside, the drywall. And about 2 years later, the VLA inspector said, Jim, you got to get in here. And I didn't even have the roof on. I didn't have shingles on.
You had to move into the new house.
Well, yeah. So I had to get, first contract I ever had was somebody to put shingles on right away. And so, then we got into it later.
So how long did it take then to build the second house, the larger house here?
2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
Well, maybe about 2.5 years before we got in.
Yeah.
But in 2 years, I wasn't ready to get in. Hmm. My wife didn't drive. If I had to go to the library, the doctor, anything, I had to drive.
It's just that
system wasn't
so
great.
It was
not a bit by bit, or
yeah,
or
it was
a
yeah. And then one day I had to trade my summer holidays off. One time, everybody got mononucleosis except me, and the guys at the hall all come in and give me 2 days' work. So they got the rafters up and did things.
Like so you bartered with your workmates and the
Vancouver
fire department to come out and help you with the house.
Yeah. Well, we helped each other back in them days. Mm-hmm. Like, I worked with them on some things they did, and it was more of a, even our benevolent association, we looked after the widows who were getting maybe $50, $60 a month. We'd put, with donations that we got, we'd put roofs on and furnaces in and steps on and sidewalks. Everybody helped everybody.
Now, you told me also a story about trying to raise money to build a house, and people saying that was not a good idea here in Burnaby, in the wilds of Burnaby. It wasn't a good place to build.
Well, we were already in next door, and it was this place. No, it wasn't. It was to build that
to
place.
To build
a
little place, yeah.
Because that was 51?
Yeah, and that guy helped you out, that story about the helping you.
That there was apparently some reluctance to spend money in Burnaby because there was still...
Oh, he told us, he told my friend who was lending me the money, and they knew each other. He told my friend, he said, no, you don't want to do this. And Duster's, I remember saying, hell, fix the goddamn papers. He's already spent the money, you know. Mm.
Mm-hmm. They didn't think Burnaby was a good risk.
No, I didn't think Burnaby was a good risk. I guess it really wasn't at that time. You know.
Because it was still, I guess, under the provincial...
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't under the... No, it wasn't under by then. I think
It's at the end of...
Went under in 28 or something, I think, and by that time...
32 or 33, it was in the early Depression, and about 10 years. But still, people remembered that.
Oh, yeah, And there wasn't much money around anyway, you know.
Right.
People weren't driving a lot of new cars, people were buying or driving, you know. Yeah, there wasn't much money around.
So you got the second larger house built and you moved in, you started a family.
Yeah. No.
You had the family already.
All four of us
in the little house, yeah.
Four of them over there.
So you expanded and got more room in the big house.
Yeah, and it was really fun because we had 2 years of just running around a half-empty house as it built and played in it, and it was just so much fun. And then...